So let's make this really easy to understand. Because if you see this, you see the whole game. The born-again creatures are from above. You're not from below. The flesh creatures who are not saved yet, they're from below. So what do they focus on? Things that are below. The earthly, the earthy, fleshly, temporal. So the religious flesh creatures, what are they going to do? You got to be good enough. You got to do this. You got to touch not, taste not. Don't do this. Don't go here. Don't say this. Don't read that book. Don't. It's all these rules based on the energy of the flesh. The earth plane. Go to our church. Go to my church. Read this. Read this commentary. I mean, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. There's no new game. Then they'll come up with some new theory. Like somebody told me yesterday, Lordship, salvation. Well, we know Jesus is Lord because we've trusted Him as our Lord and Savior. But see, they want to throw you into guilt, shame, condemnation if you mess up. It's not about you doing anything. It's about you trusting in Jesus and letting Him do the work through you. You already know when you mess up. And He's going to give you some feedback to get you to change. And if you don't change, He's going to spank you, just like you spank your child. Do you disown your child? No. You spank your child, yeah, but it's still your child. So once saved, always saved is the real deal. Eternal security is the real deal. And children of God get a scourging. Otherwise, if you didn't get a spanking, He says, you're bastards. If you really think about Hebrews 12, when He says that, He says, submit to the Father of lights and live. If you don't endure, if you don't get a spanking from God, that means you're not His. You're a bastard. You're a child of the devil. Because the devil, he don't spank them. That's why do you think they're always trying? They're in religion. They're always trying to be good enough. To rise up and be good enough in front of mankind. When you really get saved, you know, you cry out to God and you say, Lord, I deserve hell. I don't deserve salvation. Please save me, though. I believe that you went to the cross for me. I accepted that. But the religious people, they might even say that, but they don't really know what it means. And so they go back to works. They'll say they got saved and trusted Christ, but then they go back to a works-based system. So how can it be faith alone and works? It can't. God, if you start to do some good works, it's not you doing it, it's Christ in you doing it. He's doing the transformation. Because really, a clay, you rarely expect a water and clay creature to do anything good. There's none good, no, not one. So if you're doing anything good, it's because of Christ in you. There are some people that you run across in life that are pure evil. And there's some other people who are good-natured people, you know. They seem to want to do right. But if they're not saved, they're still hypocrites, you know, because there's none good. They want to do right, but it's self-righteousness. If you're under self-righteous mindsets, that's not trusting in Jesus. It's your own self. And if you're trusting your own self, you are your own God or goddess. And so let me break it down really easy. The earth creatures, the religious earth creatures, try to do something to be good enough down here. The saved, spirit-filled creatures realize it's already finished. It is finished. It was finished before the foundation world. You just rest in Jesus. And you renew your mind. And you walk in the Spirit. He gives you some principles to follow. Love your neighbors yourself. Don't get drunk with wine. But be filled with the Spirit. He gives you a lot of, you wouldn't call them rules to follow necessarily. You just call them what's healthy. Do what's healthy. You know? Because you know what happens when you drink. It tells you in Proverbs. Your mind goes off into weird stuff and you end up getting in trouble. And the drunkard ends up getting beat up. Somebody's stealing their stuff, their money, and usually beating them up, killing them sometimes. Bible talks about it in Proverbs. When you drink, you start to think weird stuff, say weird stuff, go off the deep end. Because you're not in a sound mind. You're not sober minded. You go off into delusion and stuff. The devil can mess with you. Because you're out of your mind. The Bible talks about being in a sound mind. Change my clock on my car. So when they try to put you back under an earthly, fleshly, temporal thing, realize they're just trying to put you back under religion, guilt, shame, condemnation that you could never reach up to. They're trying to set up some expectations that they can't even keep. And so the preacher who's trying to put you back under law, let him be accursed, the Bible says, and it says it twice. Let them be accursed that preach another gospel. And a works-based, be good enough salvation gospel is a lie from the pit of hell. You can't be good enough. If you could be good enough, God wouldn't have went to the cross. God wouldn't have sent his son to the cross, right? So that tells you can't be good enough. And so to try to be good enough is going to be frustrating. And if you're saved and you're still trying to be good enough, you're going to be so frustrated, you're going to look like you have a sour face on all the time, like you just ate an onion. And what you're going to end up doing, or a lemon, I mean, you look like you had a lemon. And so what you're going to do is cry out to God. And if you keep searching the scripture in Galatians 5, the book of Galatians, Romans 8, and you look at the verses about walking in the Spirit, one day it's going to click, and you're going to say, oh, I walk in the Spirit. Because you don't know what it means, because you've been under law your whole life. So when it clicks, you say, oh, I'm just going to walk in the Spirit. You're walking by faith. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. You have a Holy Spirit in you, so that's the love of God, love and truth. You got the Holy Spirit, truth. So you just walk in truth. You walk in love, you walk in truth. And if you walk in love and truth, you're above the law, and you're a law unto yourself, to be honest with you. And they cannot trap you. They tried to trap Jesus with all these weird questions, remember? And they never could catch him. And they can't catch you, because they're always going to try to trip you up with some kind of new thing, but it's still the same old stuff. They'll say, you got to be a foot washer. You got to wash feet. You got to be a snake handler. You got to go to church on Saturday. They'll say, you got to worship on Saturday. You can't do any kind of work. You can't work on Sunday. It's lordship salvation. It's faith plus works. If you walk in the Spirit, you're outside of the flesh, the earth plane. You're above it. You're actually extraterrestrial. If you're saved, you're actually extraterrestrial. You're outside. You're above the terrestrial. And so that's why they don't understand you. That's why when you don't go along with their holidays and their music and their festivals and their celebrations, they don't understand you. And you say, I'm not a part of the Gentile system. Why are you trying to put me back under law? Why are you trying to put me back under religion? Why are you trying to put me back under worship and idols? The whole Gentile system is idol worship. And everything in the Gentile system is idol worship. I got to try to set this clock. How do you set the clock on this thing? Set the time. Okay. That was easy. Yeah, you're not even from here. Now, what happens is when you yoke up with somebody, either in a marriage or a business or anything, there are rules and stuff you have to follow because you're dealing with another creature that's in the flesh. And so when you're driving your car, you have to follow the law. When you give honor to whom honor's due, you know, the boss or the owner or the police. But you're actually above them spiritually. If they're saved, you're equal. But my point is, this is not even you're not even a citizen down here. That's why they have to capitalize your name to function down here. You're not even from here. You're not even a citizen. And that's probably why the law don't want to protect you. If you're saved, they want to stand up with their own. But they know that you're different. The hive, whenever the hive talks to you, you don't talk like them. You talk a different talk. You speak a different speak. You're of a different realm, a different kingdom. And that's why when you don't run with them to the excess of riot, they speak evil of you. You're pretty much just doing your own thing, minding your own business, conservative about everything you do, spending money, work, where you go. You don't run with them to the same excess of right, the Bible says, so they speak evil of you. They're the one doing wrong, but they make it like you're the one doing wrong. And they make stuff up, you know. Crazy world. But once you see through it, it's all a 666 system based on the flesh mind of man. Everything in front of you is a reflection of man. You go in a cube house because your flesh is nothing but the cube, the AI flesh mind. You get in your little box cars because your flesh is an AI box. So you're in a system that's a reflection of what your old Adam is. And when you step out of that system and you get free in Christ, then it's a process of birthing into your true identity and letting go of the old identity. But it takes a while for you to let it all go because it's like ripping something out of you. It's actually false reality. It's a fake identity, and God is ripping it out of you. But He has to do it slow, or He would destroy you too fast. You know, it's a lot to let go of the lies and delusions that you've been in. You know?